Open enrollment for the federal health insurance marketplace is soon coming to a close. Here to talk about the process for getting enrolled and to answer those related questions is Kate Kahn. She's a certified application counselor with Cox Health. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. First of all, when is the deadline?
The deadline to enroll is January 31st.
Okay, so it's coming up. Now, the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, was the topic of the presidential election. Now seems destined for repeal. So, first of all, how is that resonating with the people you're trying to get signed up?
Well, we have a lot of questions coming in. Mm-hmm. We've seen a little bit of hesitation this year. People aren't sure if they should enroll, if their insurance is going to go away, if they do enroll. So we try our best to reassure them. Of course, we don't really know any more than they do. Unfortunately, we're watching the news very closely. But we just tell everyone, as of right now, it is still the law to have health insurance. So we encourage people to sign up now, and then we will be here all year as changes happen to help with the transition if needed.
Do you think it's affecting the number of people that are getting signed up right now?
You know, it hasn't, at least in my office, we've been really busy. So for me personally, I haven't seen a huge effect on that nationwide, possibly, but we're still seeing pretty good numbers for enrollments this year.
Now, does the current political climate surrounding the Affordable Care Act have any immediate impact on the law as it currently stands?
Not as of right now. As they make changes, it's hard to say when that will be implemented. You know, this is pure speculation, but we are thinking that maybe if changes happen, it'll happen in 2018.
Okay.
Because the plans have been set for the year. Things are already in motion. So, but that's just kind of a guess right now.
So for the most part, the same ways in which people have been enrolled in past open enrollment periods, the same things apply this year around.
Exactly. Everything is exactly the same as it's been in past years right
okay.
now.
One of the things that seems to change every year is the fee for not signing up. So can you lay that figure out for us?
Sure. So yes, you're right. It had been increasing pretty drastically year by year. They've pretty much stabled that out right now. So right now, the current penalty is $695 per person or 2.5% of total income, whichever is higher. And we have not seen any new information that that will be increasing in the upcoming years.
Okay. Another main criticism of the law has been insurers dropping out of the marketplace. What does the marketplace look like this year in terms of healthcare providers in Missouri?
That's a great question. We have seen a huge change this year. So in Greene County, consumers have two options for health insurance providers. Outside of Greene County, even just Christian County in Nixa or, you know, right outside, there's only one provider right now offering plans. So it's pretty limiting this year.
How many more were we seeing in Greene County just a year ago, for example?
A year ago, there were four different companies offering plans.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And are we seeing an increase in prices because there's fewer health insurance providers in the marketplace?
As of right now, no. That might change next year. And I don't want to get too in the weeds with it and bore your audience, but insurance companies have to submit their plans and prices very early on in the year. And the other insurance companies actually dropped out after those were submitted. So I don't think that has affected the pricing this year. Next year might be a different story.
Okay. I know it changes from person to person, family to family, and depending on how much they would pay for a particular plan. There's all kinds of different plans.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give us a baseline for what the average consumer is paying on the marketplace?
Yeah, you know, that is a bit of a tough question just because it is all based on income and family size.
Mm-hmm.
So, I actually enrolled somebody today, a 26-year-old. He had just lost insurance from his parents' plan. So his income was just under $20,000. And he had plan options ranging from actually $0 a month all the way up to about $200 a month. Of course, he is a young male, so insurance prices are going to be a little bit lower for him than from someone a little bit older. But we, you know, there's a pretty good range for people to be able to qualify for subsidies. So, I would say 90% of the people I help qualify for some sort of financial assistance to help them pay their monthly premiums.
And can you give us that range of individual or families that they would need to make to be able to qualify for subsidies?
Sure, yeah. So for an individual, it's about $12,000. Family of two, it's about $16,000. Family of three, about $20,000. It continues to go up there the bigger the family gets.
Okay. We're speaking with Kate Kahn, a certified application counselor with Cox Health. Kate, if someone is satisfied with their current plan, do they need to make any adjustments to keep that plan for the next year?
They do not. No, they can keep their plan. They don't actually have to do anything. They'll just be re-enrolled automatically. We do encourage people to come in and resubmit their application and just look and see what's out there. There are new plans every year. They might end up finding a plan for a better price that works better for them.
And of course, if their income has changed any, that might make some distinctions of whether they qualify for certain things or if they qualify for more.
Yes, definitely. If there's a change in income at all, they are going to want to make that change as soon as possible.
Okay. After the open enrollment period has concluded, there are ways for people to still enroll, and that comes through a qualifying life event. Could you break the criteria down for us?
Sure, yeah. So a qualifying life event would be something like having a baby, getting married, moving to across you know, other side of town won't count, but if you're moving across a state or to a new state, if you've lost your health insurance, if you've recently gained eligible immigration status, major life events like that will qualify you to enroll during the year.
Okay. Where can people get signed up?
So our office is, we are here year-round. We are in the Medical Mile Plaza Shopping Center, 3318 South National. Our little office is right next to Supreme Bakery. So we're here. We take walk-ins all year. You can call us for an appointment, 269-2945. And also you can go online. Anybody can sign themselves up as well online if they're comfortable doing that.
And Cox Health is having a enrollment event taking place this weekend, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we have several locations throughout Southwest Missouri, two in Springfield at our office that I just mentioned on 3318 South National, and also at Cox North in the Fountain Plaza room. And that's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay. Any other questions that we haven't discussed that you're getting a lot from the enrollees that are coming in and seeking insurance?
I would say a big question that we get, really that we've gotten since the beginning, is people are wondering what type of insurance they're going to get, or they're wondering if their doctor's office is going to accept Obamacare. And we try to make clear that the insurance through the marketplace is not like a Medicaid or Medicare. It's actually the same kind of insurance plan that you would get going through an insurance company. It's just a new way of getting the insurance. So Anthem, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Humana, they've got plans on the marketplace, and it's the same plan as if you went straight to Humana and bought it yourself.
What do you think the biggest change has been in terms of how people sign up through the marketplace since the law first went in effect and now?
That's a good question. You know, I think people are getting a lot more comfortable. Since the first open enrollment, we've seen a bit of a decline in how busy we are. I mean, we're still very busy, but we don't have lines outside our door anymore. So I think people are getting more familiar with it. They are understanding how it works. They're more comfortable with signing themselves up online. So they might not need as much assistance as they had in the past.
Okay. And is there any other way to connect with the certified application counselors? Is there a phone number or a website they can go to?
Yeah, so a good website is going to be covermissouri.org. That has a full list of all types of assisters throughout the state of Missouri. So you just put in your zip code, it'll give you a list of the closest organization with people who can help. You can make appointments online there. They'll give you phone numbers and information on that website.
Okay. Kate Kahn is a certified application counselor with Cox Health. We're talking about open enrollment for the federal health insurance marketplace. The deadline to enroll is January 31st.
Correct.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.